This is Tuesday, July 23rd, 2019. Join me this week as I sit down and talk with the hosts of the Load Screen Podcast. This is episode 289.
When the servers go down, we'll tell you what's up. You're listening to Realm Maintenance.
Ladies and gentlemen, tanks and healers, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance. I'm Brian Black, also known to many of you as Ro, and this is kind of an awkward thing to transition to. As I was preparing show notes for this episode on Sunday night, and I had taken a break from life because I took a nap and woke up hours later and missed raid. Anyhow, I returned to the computer working on show notes for today, and unfortunately, I learn of the news from Twitter that Jeff In Control Robinson had passed away. Now, if you've been following the show for a while, you may know that he is one of the co-hosts, that's so weird to say. He was one of the co-hosts of the Pylon Show, basically one of the only major StarCraft podcasts left around. There's only just a couple of StarCraft podcasts, and the Pylon Show is pretty much the one that everyone thinks of, I think, when they think of StarCraft with Jeff and Artosis. I can't say that I listen to the show all that frequently, simply because I haven't been playing a lot of StarCraft. I did have the chance to interview Jeff, talk to him, find out about the show. I love StarCraft II esports. I will tend to watch the grand finals of a competition whenever I can. Speaking of which, grats to Rainer, who just won the most recent WCS. But oh my gosh, Jeff was 33 years old, and I don't think anyone expected something like this to happen so soon, so suddenly. It really puts things in perspective, being 10 years older than what Jeff was, and it's hard to process. What I can say is that the impact that Jeff had, not just on the StarCraft player community, but I think on community of gamers as a whole, was immense. I saw just thousands of replies to the tweet announcing his untimely passing, as so many people, so many names that I recognize from StarCraft and from beyond StarCraft, just remembering Jeff, remembering the impact that he had on them, remembering how much that he made them laugh. People have been posting video clips of Jeff's antics casting StarCraft II and other games, and it's strange. I don't have as much of an emotional connection to his passing as I did, say, with Total Biscuit almost over a year ago, just because we're kind of in different spheres of influence to a degree, mainly because of the games that I played. I don't think I'm necessarily sad. I'm just really reflective, and it's my hope that whoever we are, whatever we create, we just remember that even the little things can have such an impact on so many lives for the best. It's a bittersweet feeling seeing the reaction that there has been to his passing, and I wish his friends and his family all of the best in the days, weeks, months to come. There's no real great way to transition from talking about this into my usual routine, save to quote the last line of a tweet from his Twitter account which announced his passing. Let's live today in his example of love and laughter. With that said, let's move ahead with a look back at other news from the past week as we go around the world of Blizzard and more in 80 seconds. In World of Warcraft, the race to Mythic World First in the Eternal Palace is heating up, As of the recording of this podcast, the teams of Limit and Method are both 7 out of 8 and are working on defeating Queen Ashara. Roughly a dozen other guilds worldwide are right on their heels with 6 out of 8 bosses down. There's plenty of Overwatch news to talk about this week. The summer games are back in Overwatch and run through August 5th, and a new hero is likely to join the roster soon based on teasers shown over the past weekend. Just a matter of days after the Shanghai Dragons won Stage 3 of the Overwatch League, it was announced that Stage 4 of the OWL will be played with a role lock, in which all teams are composed of 2 damage heroes, 2 tanks, and 2 supports. Thus is the end of GOATs. The 2-2-2 composition will become a standard for all competitive Overwatch play in the coming weeks as well, with a major update planned for the game that will introduce a role queue system and specific matchmaker ratings based on the role you play. StarCraft II players in Europe now have the possibility of playing against the DeepMind artificial intelligence project known as AlphaStar on the competitive ladder. You won't know if you're playing against AlphaStar, he will be playing anonymously. He, she, it. And finally, it was announced last Friday that Blizzard co-founder Frank Pierce would be departing the company, leaving Alan Adham as the only original co-founder still with Blizzard.
Time's up. Let's do this.
It's time for show notes, where I take a quick look at shows that have reached a milestone, or running a contest, have a guest on, or just have something interesting to talk about that caught my attention. And falling into that last category is the most recent episode of Azeroth Coast to Coast, where Kevin, Chris, Gavin, Neth discuss a pretty interesting topic. Are esports ruining gaming? Listen to episode 101 to get the crew's opinions on that, and you can follow the show on Twitter at AzerothCTC. And now for some bad news and good news. The bad news is the Battle.net News podcast is done for the foreseeable future. The good news is that there is no bad news because they just decided to bring the show back to its roots and call it Convert to Raid again! And on episode 357 of Convert to Raid, the players are definitely there, as the show is raided by some of this raid team. I've had the pleasure of being carried by some of these folks in the past. I remember Nighthold and Return to Karazhan all too well, and Alex and Selvian are quite a couple of characters. I hope you enjoy getting to know them. Speaking of this, you can hear her on the latest episode of The Rolling Restart, and with that, my shameless plug quota for the show is achieved! Dungeon Fables episode 56 talks about my favorite dungeon of all time, Magister's Terrace, because
I know what you're thinking, but Tempest Keep was merely a setback.
And speaking of merely a setback, you can find Jin from the Morally Gray podcast guesting on episode 65 of that show. Now, these are all shows you've heard me talk about before, so let's talk about 2 new podcasts. The first has actually been out for about 2 months now and features a very familiar voice to some of you. When he's not hosting Frazzlecast, Frazzly can also be heard with Titan's Creed on a show called Stories Around Azeroth, a podcast focused on their journey through WoW, how to improve the player experience, and much more. You can find the show on most podcast apps, and I do believe you can catch it live at twitch.tv/Project Phoenix Productions. To find out when the show is recording, make sure to follow at Titan's Creed on Twitter. The second new podcast introduced to you this week is a very new Hearthstone podcast called Squelch. The show is so new that I haven't had a chance to listen to it just yet, and a quick shout out to Matt on Twitter for pointing it out. Since I haven't heard it yet, I'm just going to blatantly cheat and read the podcast description to you folks. Squelch is a Hearthstone podcast dedicated to the idea that games are supposed to be fun. Dano and McGooch talk each week about a random rank on the Hearthstone standard ladder, ask Hearthstone players why they are so salty, and challenge each other to play the dumbest decks imaginable. They somehow accomplish all this in less than 45 minutes and without a single swear. Honestly, that sounds like a show I could get into, and you can follow it on Twitter at SquelchCast. If you felt like Hearthstone has become a bit predictable in the final weeks of the current meta, you're not alone, and Andrew Brown is here to help with 3 decks that could be a pleasant surprise to check out. Find out more by listening to episode 173 of the Happy Hearthstone. The OmniStone podcast just celebrated episode 100 in a big way with a big developer interview. Hearthstone game designer Dean Ayala, also known as Ixar, was on the show to discuss some of the recent reveals for the upcoming Saviors of Uldum set. Garrett and Jocelyn at the Angry Chicken got a dev interview of their own with Dave Kosak and Mike Dene. You can find that on the A-Move TV YouTube channel. Wrapping up the card talk, Hearthstone caster and former Coin Concede host Cora joined Chanman on episode 219 of Value Town to discuss card reveals, Grandmaster Finals, drama, and much more. Taking a brief look at Overwatch shows, most of your favorite podcasts out there are abuzz with talk about the Shanghai Dragon Stage 3 win and the upcoming roll queue system. Tactical Crouch took a critical look at the information released on the upcoming third season of the Overwatch League and the lack of stage playoffs in the near future. And finally, perhaps one of the more interesting and different Overwatch shows this past week was the Weekly Uprising. As its name implies, this is a show focused on Boston's OWL team, and on the latest show, Snowy chats with Rebecca Wellman, the marketing and advertising coordinator for both the Boston Uprising and the New England Patriots. Learn about the difference between both fan communities and what she's looking forward to from Season 3 on Episode 21. That's your show notes for this week, but we are not done yet.
Cheers, love! The cavalry's here!
Yes, it is once again time for the weekly podcast roundup, an insanely quick rundown of every show I'm aware of that covers a game from Blizzard Entertainment and produced an episode between July 15th and 21st of 2019. For General Blizzard Podcast, we have Blizzard Watch, Frozen Nerds, Geeks of Azeroth, The Instance, The Jewels and Coffee Hour, Lagging Balls, and Rocky Mountain Blizzcast. For World of Warcraft, there's Adventures in Azeroth, Azeroth Public Radio, the IE Podcast, Azeroth Coast to Coast, Azeroth Roundtable, Convert to Raid, Converted, Control, Wild, Do Not Relent, Dungeon Fables, Frazzlecast, Girls Gone Wild, Half a Report, Lion's Pride Tavern, Load Screen Podcast, Lore Watch, Merely a Setback, Morally Gray, Pwncast, Rolling Restart, The Starting Zone, Stories Around Azeroth, The Torn and the Goblin, Twist and Out of the Blockcast, Unshackle Fury, War Mode Enabled, Whispers of War, Who Aggro That, and WoW Challenges. The Classic Casual, Countdown to Classic, and Death Talk covered WoW Classic. Inside the Tavern for Hearthstone, you have 60-Hour Dust, The Angry Chicken, Arena, Sensei, Blizzard, Hearthstone, Brewmasters, Coin Concede, Dr. 3, Happy Hearthstone, Hearth Casual, Hearth Coach, Hero Power Cast, Into the Wild, Legend of the Innkeeper, Off Curve, Omnistone, Squelch, Tier 5 Podcast, Vowtown, Vulms Chosen, Walk to Work, and Well Met. The New Meta and Shattered Soulstone covered Diablo, The Pylon Undermine took care of StarCraft, Heroes of Storm Podcast include Kangbush Squad and Into the Nexus, and finally for Overwatch we have Around the Payload, Birdwatchers, Blackwatch Report, Casual Owl Fans, Heroes Never Die, High Noon, Low Team Damage, Mayhem Maniacs, Omnic Lab, Omnic Weekly, On the Flank, Oversight, Overwatch League Network, Out by the Numbers, The Owl Recap, Pulse Bomb Ready, Push the Point, Ready Set Pwn, Tactical Crouch, Watch House, and The Weekly Uprising. You can catch a weekly podcast roundup during this podcast and at the end of the Rolling Restart podcast. For links to all of these shows and more great Blizzard podcast content, go to realm-maintenance.com. I'll be back with the hosts of the Load Screen podcast after this.
After a long, hard day, you need an elixir that brings out your bones.
Noggin Fogger.
Noggin Fogger Elixir. It's a beverage that when you consume it, well, you turn into a skeleton. And that's just cool.
Bone Storm, baby.
Make your friends jelly with your skelly.
Nice bone structure.
Noggin Fogger Elixir. Get on the straight and narrow with some bone marrow.
Gross.
Visit Sprinkle Noggin Fogger in Gadgetzan to get your elixir today. Noggin Fogger, show them your bones.
For more great content like what you just heard, be sure to check out Azeroth Public Radio. Episode 1 is now available on your podcast app of choice or at azerothpublicradio.com. Follow the show on Twitter at APRShow. World of Warcraft has had a fair bit of attention over the past several weeks between the release of Patch 8.2 and the conclusion of testing of WoW Classic. Personally, I have really been eager to play WoW. I can't wait to get home, hit play on the launcher, select my Warlock, and hit the load screen for Nashtar or Mechagon and wait for about a minute and a half. Mind you, that's not so long a wait that I can listen to an entire podcast, but it's as good a time as any to also press play on the most recent episode of today's featured show and start listening to it. With me right now are the hosts of the Load Screen podcast, Plaggy and Euro. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot for having us on, man.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. You guys are a relatively newer WoW podcast out there. And Plaggy, I know that this show has kind of a chaotic and somewhat tumultuous history. It's gone by a different name in the past. So why don't you just kind of give me the origin of the show, what made you come up with the first place, and how it evolved into what it is today?
Oh, man. Okay. So what we're... to give a little bit of background for how old the show is, we are recording episode 15 later on today, so it's still really new. And in those 15 episodes, there has been so much change. It I originally started it as just the Plaguecast because I didn't really feel like I could get somebody as a co-host, and I apparently didn't think that through very well. But a couple episodes into that, I was like, you know, this is falling kind of flat. So I then was like, well, who do I know who does podcasting? And I originally found TurArts. And I figured with her background on The Converted that she'd have a lot of fun with it. And so I reached out to her and she was like, oh, heck yeah. So we started doing the show. Then that was when the show changed from the name Plagcast to Load Screen or Load Screen Podcast, whatever you want to call it, really. Mm-hmm. And a few weeks after that, sprinkling in a little bit of dropping the ball and forgetting to release the episode or forgetting to edit. We don't really need to go there, do we? Yeah, we do.
I will say I found it interesting that your show does a little bit of everything, and it's meant to be, I think, a weekly show, but every once in a while you're like, let's put two or three episodes out at the same time.
we're never late.
That is 100% my fault.
A wizard always shows up precisely when he means to.
Except I'm a warlock. Anyway.
Well, I'll forgive you because you're a warlock, so you get a pass from me there.
Warlocks unite. So then I got TurArts. She was on the show. We were having a good time. And then some things happened offline that kind of put her in a position where she didn't really think she could commit to doing a show like that for a little bit. So she has either stepped back or is planning to come back after the summer is over. I don't think that's been 100% decided, but have been acting as though she plans to come back.
Sure.
And so I then found myself without a co-host again. I was like, I'm in the same position. And then I was like, wait a minute, Euro's hilarious. So then I asked him if he wanted to be on. He said yes. And then I insulted him within like the first 10 seconds.
Nice.
I'm not a funny person. I'm just funny looking, dude, which doesn't help the podcast at all.
You're like the Steve Buscemi of WoW podcast. No, not really. One other thing I want to just like throw in there, because I'm going to want to say it at some point, and this is as good a time as any. The reason the show has been inconsistent is because my life has been inconsistent. I'll run out of energy or run out of intelligence. You know, I'm currently working as a custodian at an elementary school, and because it's the summer, I didn't have this excuse in the spring, but because it's the summer, we're doing more heavy duty stuff that involves a whole lot of lifting heavy things, and it's hot out. And so I run out of energy.
Just because school's out doesn't mean that you're out.
Right. So like the normal job is really not that intense. Although now that I think about it, I had just started it in the back end of the spring semester, so it probably felt more intense than it was. Either way, my goal is to release our show, Load Screen, on Sundays normally. Oh, no, I forgot all about something that's a very important part of the show's history, but I can bring it back up in a little bit because, yeah.
All right. Well, Euro, as far as your background goes, how long have you been involved in playing Warcraft? And I'm kind of curious from you, what is it that excites you about WoW, and what is it that makes you want to talk about WoW on a regular basis on the show?
Snipe, man, that's a lot. Okay, well, we'll start from the beginning.
Sure.
So I am a mage. I've always been a mage. I started playing World of Warcraft late in vanilla, about 2 or 3 months before Burning Crusade came out. I didn't make it to max level.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you a vanilla player?
Yes, I'm a vanilla player. How many times do I have to say this, Plaggy?
I don't know because you've never ever mentioned it. Certainly check not 100 times.
Check out the episode 1 of Euro for the Load Screen podcast, and you'll definitely not hear anything about me being a vanilla player.
Not at all.
But I made it to max level towards the end of Burning Crusade. Didn't do anything, and then Wrath was whenever I really started raiding. From Wrath to Mists of Pandaria, I was very much a completionist type of player. I liked trying to collect all the mounts, trying to get all the achievements, was really into it. But Mists of Pandaria kind of ruined that for me because there was so much they added to the game, which is a plus and a minus. For some people, like me at the time, I wanted to do everything in the game. The problem was it's had so much volume. It's really difficult to do. And they weren't designing the game around that anyways. They kind of wanted you to pick something and enjoy that part of the game and maybe dabble in the rest, not do everything. So I quit from the end of Pandaria to Warlords. I came back for Warlords for a couple months and then left again. Then I came in the end of Legion right before Antorus came out, joined CTR, started raiding with the Rubber Chickens, which is where I met Plaggy and Kara and a bunch of other people. They're more of a normal raiding group, so I just kind of got my feet wet again, was having a good time. Raided with the fire department a little bit at the beginning of Battle for Azeroth. And now I'm raiding with Rectified and doing Mythic raiding. So a big part of WoW for me is progression. It doesn't matter really how slow it is. Like, I can progress the whole tier. It doesn't bother me. Just that feeling of having something you're pushing for and excelling is what I like about the game nowadays.
Sounds good. And pretty much it. Outside of the whole bit where you've been around since vanilla, because I can't say that. I've only been around since Burning Crusade. It seems fairly similar to how I played, so I can definitely respect that there. Plaggy, when it comes to this show right now, of course, the show's seen some changes, and when you're still in your teens with the episode, you're still kind of finding your way and shaping the show to be what you want to be. At this point in the show's life, what are your goals with the Load Screen podcast?
Number one goal is to get to a point where we're doing our episodes consistently, because yeah, I get it. A new show is going to have lower views, but our views haven't grown at all, mainly because people don't really know to look for us because we're not being consistent because of me. So that's my biggest goal. I hadn't really thought about anything beyond that, to be honest with you.
Get Terrarts to come back.
Yeah.
Now, I would say that I found the episodes, and I've listened to a couple with both Turrets and you, Plaggy, and with both of you guys together. And I would say I think the show stands to be even better if the three of you are on together as a trio. I've always found like having a three-person team on podcasts offers a lot in terms of different dialogue exchanges and such.
It really gives someone the opportunity to fill in that empty space in the middle.
Sure.
Pun intended.
Yeah. I definitely just have to figure out how to not talk over people, because I have a pretty bad problem.
That's a lesson you will never fully learn. I struggle with it with almost every podcast I record, including this one.
Hooray!
So, what kind of WoW player do each of you feel this show is best suited for? Yura, what are your thoughts?
Which show? This show or
yes.
Our show?
For Load Screen. Not
my god.
Talking about me.
what kind of WoW player? I'd say the people that are making the game fun for themselves, right? Everyone seems to believe that Blizzard has some overarching responsibility to us to force this fun upon us. It's like just how good the game is. It just makes it fun. It's like injecting fun into your veins. Like, no, part of playing a game is finding what's fun about it for yourself. So I think very much the type of player that listens to Load Screen podcast is the type of player that has the ability to come into the game and find something that entertains them.
All right. What about you, Plaggy?
Well, I've always wanted to reach... I haven't been as vocal about this as I wanted to originally, but I've always wanted to reach people who have issues with like anxiety and depression, because I have, spoiler alert, I have both of those. And what I've found in the past is that watching videos and listening to podcasts from people that I really like who manage to remain positive in the face of all kinds of random horrible crap happening to them, it always helped me personally feel a little better. So I kind of wanted to give that back to people a little bit in turn. as for the people that I think listen to the show, I would like to think we hit a wide variety. You know, maybe people raid, maybe they don't, maybe they do pet battles, maybe they don't, maybe they like the story aspect. I should hope so, because we have a storytelling segment in it. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they don't, but at the end of the day, what I really want is people who are ready to remain positive about, maybe not necessarily about everything, but God, how do I say this delicately? There is so much out there full of people so ready to trash Blizzard for things that maybe weren't done the way that individual player would have wanted it or mm-hmm. whatever. So I try to hit that aspect too, is to keep people in the loop who just want somewhere to go to feel good about the game they're playing and about themselves.
Gotcha. So basically approaching WoW and discussing WoW from a relatively a positive viewpoint. I mean, I would say I try to do this with my shows, and I think for the most part, everyone tries to do it with their show. Criticism is going to come, but at the end of the day, the purpose of your show isn't to bash what you're enjoying. It's to celebrate what you're enjoying.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, getting kind of more down to the nitty gritty in terms of like just the format of a typical show or what kind of stuff you bring up, take us through at least where the show is right now, a typical episode. What can people expect the first time that they listen to one of your more recent episodes of the show, Plaggy?
All right. Well, we've kind of held the same format the whole time, but what people mm-hmm. hear when they dial up a new episode is I'll say something. I used to be a little more professional about it, but now I'm just getting a little silly with it. I'll say something like, "Hi, welcome to Load Screen. We're talking about this today. Our story is this." And I do believe on one of the most recent episodes, I said something that I'm not going to repeat on your show. And
so to toss it out there, your show is an explicit podcast. It does yes. have adult language.
Yes,
so.
I bring that tag with me, just like Fear yep. brings it to Morally Gray.
Sure. And also, you know, Berserk on Unshackled Fury. I'd actually say that explicit language or explicit tag podcasts are nowhere near as taboo now as they were, I would say, several years ago in WoW podcasting.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
Yeah.
And so I say that, and then we go into how we are as people in that week, how, what we've been up to in the game. Then we go through the WoW news. We try to hit a discussion topic, and sometimes we don't really have an actual topic, so we just BS for a while about funny things. We recently did a Mad Libs episode. I think that was the same one as what I just referenced.
Nice.
And then we have a storytelling segment, and that's actually a holdover from the podcast I did before Load Screen, Campfire Chronicles, mm-hmm. with Kara, also known as Zandara.
Yeah, I was surprised when you talked about the show's history. I was wondering if you were going to mention Campfire Chronicles, because I remember that show, and it didn't have too many episodes out there. But I thought that you guys were doing something a little different, something a little interesting out there. There aren't too many podcasts, WoW podcasts, in that try to just include stories and experiences from the game. I think the one show that's most well known for it is probably Control Out WoW. But really, outside of that, there haven't been too many other shows that have tried to go that route. So it's really refreshing to see shows go in this direction. And I would say, just having, you know, listen to a few episodes of Load Screen, that whole storytelling aspect is probably one of the key things that sets apart your show from a lot of the other ones.
Yeah, I hate doing episodes where I skip on the story, even though I do it sometimes. Yeah, it does make it easier to edit at the end of the thing, but, you know, I feel like there's a couple people out there who might listen just for the stories. I actually got the mm-hmm. idea to have that segment from Preach, of all people. Preach Gaming, he does his drama time on Fridays. And originally, I wanted to have a bunch of user-submitted stories of random, funny or dramatic or creepy things that happened to them in the game. And then it got to the point where the submissions were, I didn't have enough. And so I started writing stories myself that ended up being like in character stories.
It's funny you say that, Plaggy, because I've thought about like, because Preach has this drama time segment, but he clearly takes a little bit more creative freedom with the stories and not necessarily just sticking to the words that somebody has applied to the paper to translate the information. In some cases, it'd be cool to have a little bit more creative freedom with it. And in other cases, you want to respect the story that the individual is telling, for sure. But that's something I've thought about in the past.
Yeah, I've had that thought too. And one in particular that I wouldn't want to editorialize on is very early on in Campfire Chronicles, somebody wrote in about a guildmate they once had who passed away from cancer, and it was their whole experience with that, not to, you know, bring things down to a sad place, but I wouldn't want to get creative with anything in there. I'd want to respect that.
Yeah,
on the other hand, Bartholomew, you know, he's the big old guy from
who's Barf?
Raid Guild.
Who's that? Barf?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a raid in a really long time.
No. If you want to know who it is that streams the Rubber Chicken Raid, it's clearly Yuramaru. I don't know who this Barf guy is.
Well, he's a bonus level on Twitch. But anyway, he had sent in a story about something that really funny that happened to him, where he was leveling with his friend and they were about to die and they accidentally grabbed an extra pack of mobs and then they dinged and had full health. Now that kind of thing I would take a little bit of license with.
Yeah. And that's what I was saying. You know, obviously, like, respect stories that deserve, or not necessarily deserve, that demand respect. And then with things that are more of a lighthearted situation, I would like to be able to take the creative freedom and maybe add a little bit more flair to it.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a little bit of embellishment just to make things a little more exciting. I can definitely dig that. Well, gentlemen, as far as looking ahead, of course, we are talking about this just a few weeks away from the launch of WoW Classic. And last I heard, just maybe even minutes ago, I think one of you is a vanilla player.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. I touched it a little bit.
Yeah. So, Euro, I'm just kind of wondering, is World of Warcraft Classic going to have an impact on how you play WoW? Do you find yourself going to be going down that route? And can we expect Classic to become part of the discussion on the show?
Absolutely, man. So right now, kind of my stream schedule goes Tuesday, I do the Rubber Chicken Raid. Thursday, I'm supposed to be doing a variety thing at night, and I haven't been doing that. And then Saturday, I do Rectified Raid, and sometime in Friday or Saturday at night, I'll record the podcast with Plaggy. The intention going forward is that whenever Classic comes out, the Thursday night variety gaming will be Thursday night Classic. Wow. Period.
Gotcha.
So at least one day a week will be dedicated to me playing Classic in whatever form I can manage. I don't know if I'll be able to dedicate the amount of time to be a world first raider in Classic, but I'll definitely be having some fun with it.
Sounds awesome. What about you, Plaggy? You going to dabble in Classic at all?
I'll play a little bit of it. I'm pretty certain I'll be playing Horde, especially if CTR is going to have Horde and Alliance guilds, which last I heard has been the plan. I'm probably not going to get too seriously crazy about it. I mean, I might get a character to 60, might participate in the AQ event way down the road.
let me just say a quick aside there. You say you're not going to get too serious about it, then you say you might get a character to level 60. If you can get through the grind of getting a character to level 60 in vanilla, you are serious about it, sir.
Well, is he going to play Warlock? Are you going to play Warlock?
No, I am not.
Oh, man. But farming soul shards is so cool, man.
From what I've heard, what I remember from BC, Warlock, no thank you. I love my Warlock. Well,
so you have a little bit of ball and chain thing going on with not being allowed to apply all your curses or whatever, but the free mount is pretty crisp, bro.
That's
free
true.
Mount, you say. It comes with a bag full of soul shards.
There is a price to pay every... everything has its price.
Here, Plagia is talking about trying to get to level 60. I've already got a list pulled up of all the pre-raid best-in-slot items for Mage.
See, that's what I was referring to. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go Euro on this.
Okay. It's so basically, Plaggy, what you're telling me is unless you're Euro, never go full Euro.
You never go full Euro.
Okay.
What's wrong? All what? Right.
That is probably one of the nicest mean things I've ever said to you, to be honest.
I try to share just a little bit of Euro with everyone.
Well, I mean, I guess we can all say after having listened to you now that we're all a little European.
Oh my lord.
Last question I have for you guys. Once in a while, when I can, I try to ask a question that's somehow tied to the name of the podcast. You guys make it easy for me. So, Plaggy, what is the best and worst loading screen in World of Warcraft?
Dalaran for both.
For both?
Yes.
Specifically the Legion Dalaran loading screen.
Well, I was actually thinking farther back to like Wrath of the Lich King loading screen.
Okay.
And for those of you out there lucky enough to have a solid state, you might not really even know what the heck I'm referring to.
Right.
Although, I mean, everybody had a regular drive at some point. But man, that load into Legion Dalaran, I guess, now that I think about it, took forever. And it's also the best because then it forces you to take a little bit of a break. You can use that to go to the bathroom, you can go get a new Faygo Diet Cola. I only have that because I'm cheap and it's expensive.
All right. That works. Whatever suits you. Myself, I'm more a Pepsi Zero person. Euro, how about for you? What is the best and worst load screen in WoW?
I can't remember specifically where they're at, but the Legion one that has all the green on it because Legion had way too much green in general is the worst. And then my
Legion one that had green on them all. That's all of them.
It's the one that had Illidan and a bunch of green crap on it. Like, I just got sick of seeing green. Anyways, the best one is, I think it's somewhere in the Eastern Kingdoms that has like Sylvanas and all of them over there. And it's the kind of Penny Arcade-ish type art style.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite load screen. I like the art on that one more than anything.
Awesome. Myself, I like the new Lich King loading screen where it has the current Lich King. He has his hands out making this gesture, and you just wonder what the heck he's talking about. And many of internet meme have been spun from that one.
I like to see that one and think he's staring at his hands going, "Whoa, dude, my hands are huge."
That's not the first time that I've heard that, so yeah, that's very accurate. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to talk to you both, and this is just a small taste of what people can expect to hear from you guys if they download and check your show out. Plaggy, can you let people know how they can get best connected with the show, where it can be found to download, and how they can connect with you guys, social media and otherwise?
All right. Well, I forgot what order you said those things in. But
any order you want to do it.
There we go. Well, you can find the show on, I believe, all podcast apps. There might be one or two niche ones that haven't, for whatever reason, the RSS doesn't.
Are you on Zune?
I don't think anybody's on Zune.
What's a Zune?
I have exactly. An iPod like the rest of the world. No, not really. Honestly, Spotify. We're on Spotify. You can go on Overcast, a lot of people use that. But to connect with the show on social media, on Twitter, we are at LoadScreenPod. And please join the Discord. The link is on the Twitter page because we recently actually did a giveaway and we had 4 entries. Not that I'm not happy to give people stuff, but it's a lot more fun when there's more people. And we go through the Discord for that kind of stuff.
Unless you're Frenzy and Twitter, you want all the awards.
Wait, what?
Unless you're Frenzy and you want all the rewards.
Frenzy won from Discord, though. Oh, I see what you're saying. Anyway, so yeah, Twitter's the main place, at LoadScreenPod. I mean, I guess I could throw my Twitter on there, too, if that's...
Feel free. Yep.
At PlaggyBoy, PlaggyBoy.
And Euro, how about you?
So same thing for the Load Screen Podcast. Yep. I am at the real Euromaru on Twitter, And then I also have a Twitch stream, which is just simply Yuromaru. Y-U-R-O-M-A-R-U.
I was wondering if you were going to spell it, because we have been...
I won't do it every time for our podcast. Sick
of spelling it.
Well, gentlemen, once again, thank you very much for being on the show. Again, still a relatively young show, but I'm excited to see what you guys do with it. Hope to see Turrets make a return to it at some point. All the best to her as well. And good luck as the adventure continues for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having us on. It's quite an honor.
For sure.
It is once again time for RNG, and today, RNG stands for Rich Ninjas Guzzling, because nothing is more entertaining than a whole bunch of ninjas loaded with cash and guzzling down their favorite beverage of choice. What do ninjas drink when they're off the clock? I don't have any idea. But I'm sure whatever tavern that they are drinking, they're probably playing a Hearthstone if they're WoW ninjas. Have you ever noticed that you don't see ninjas in WoW all that often? I guess that's because they're so good at their jobs. But I digress! I'm talking about Hearthstone today. And to be more specific, a conversation that has been had a couple of times in the past. And it's, is Hearthstone dying? And Hearthstone costs too much. These are things that I have seen come up usually around this time in the expansion cycle. And man, I'm forgetting who put up the tweet about it, but there was a Twitter thread that caught my attention about it, and a lot of people were replying to it. And basically, this person who I believe plays the game from Europe was talking about how the cost of Hearthstone is just very excessive compared to what other free-to-play games have to offer in terms of the game and the experience and all of that. And it's an interesting thing to talk about, because the question is, how much fun is a free-to-play game supposed to give for free? And do they have an obligation to meet a set level of fun for someone playing the game at the free level? And then, who determines what is fun enough? Now, in the conversation that I noticed for about is Hearthstone dying and stuff, there were statistics of how Twitch viewership is down and not many people are following the game as they were in the past. And that was followed by some other people replying with similar graphs and tweets and conversations of this very same thing happening almost a year ago. Now, from my point of view, I think Hearthstone is fine. Does it have as many people playing now as it did back in the day? Of course not. Is it the juggernaut moneymaker that it was back in its prime, say around, I guess, the Frozen Throne, possibly? Or Knights of the Frozen Throne? No. But I still end up spending some of my money playing the game. I mostly am free to play, except for when a new expansion comes out, in which I pay $59.99 for the 50-pack bundle, which comes out to $60 every 4 months, which means that's $15 a month. Remind anyone of another Blizzard game. You know, I can't really relate or respond to the European international price difference just because I'm not as educated on that. And the point of this talk isn't to crunch numbers too much. I wanted to talk more about the fact that games don't necessarily need to stick around forever. People move on. It happens. Right now, we're finding ourselves in a phase where these auto chess games, I don't know if you've heard of them, but games like Teamfight Tactics, which is connected with League of Legends, Underlords, which is made by Dota, and of course before the two of them, there was just auto chess, which I guess was something derived from one of those games, and then the actual companies are like, well, hey, let's make an official version of this. And those games were all free to play, and people are finding them fun and engaging. People love free stuff, and I get that, but you know, gaming didn't used to be this way. In fact, I'm going to get really old man get off my lawn here, but I remember when I was a kid and you played games on your game console and you spent $40, $50, $60 a game, and there weren't games that you could just play for free on your phone because we didn't have cell phones in that day, which could do that kind of thing. And yeah, we had portable game units, we had Game Boys and stuff, but guess what? You paid for those games too. It's weird because from my perspective, I feel that complaining about a free-to-play game, it just kind of, at least from my point of view, it reeks of entitlement, right? But at the same time, I mean, I've known what it was like before. So for people who are just really getting into gaming around this period of time, where for most of their experience in gaming, free-to-play has always been a thing, I understand where the complaints can come and where the criticism can come from. It's just not how I view things. That said, I would say that comparing a fresh experience to a new free-to-play game to something that you've been playing for months that you've likely invested some money in, like Hearthstone, it kind of feels like apples and oranges to me. And yes, Hearthstone can feel stale at times. Right now is when it feels its most stale, pretty much three times a year, a month before the next expansion. Honestly, this time in Hearthstone is probably the best time to step away from the game and try new things, and it's clear content creators and others are doing that. Heck, on Hearth Casual, Kevin and I have talked multiple times just in the past several weeks about how we've been playing a lot of World of Warcraft lately, and that's fine. If anything, I would like to think that these periods of time when things get stale, yet other games find a way to attract the audience from those stale games, I think this would encourage the dev team of Hearthstone and whatever other games are, you know, putting out content like this, encourages them to find ways to make the game more exciting and interesting more often. And actually, if you take a step back and think about what Hearthstone has done the past several months, they're working on making the game more interesting, more exciting, more often. Think about the timing of the single player content. Actually having it come out a month after the release of the game, of the new expansion, is great because the first month you get time to experience the cards, the second month you get the single player content after the meta has stabilized in the you know, outside of the single player game. Then they did something really recent by shaking up the game by making some card buffs and nerfs, introducing a new card altogether with this Rise of the Mech event. You have the Fire Festival, which is still going on, and it just seems like while the competitive game, yes, has gotten a little bit stale, the game in general has been kept exciting and more fresh and more relevant, better now than it has in the past. So while viewership and overall interest in the game might be going down, I feel like those that have still remained committed to the game, and I would say a lot of more casual players who aren't just focused on the competitive aspect to it, are actually reaping the rewards. Again, this is a perspective thing. I'm a casual gamer, I'm not a mainly competitive gamer in Hearthstone, so my enjoyment, my satisfaction in the game is being fulfilled. From the competitive side, do changes need to be made? Possibly. From the financial side, do things need to be changed? I don't know. It's a tough question. For the European and international front, possibly. But at the end of the day, I would say that if you find you are not happy with a game and you decide I'm going to play something else because it is providing a more fulfilling and more entertaining and more valuable experience by the dollar, by the pound, by the yen, but I don't think zen is a currency, by the yen, however, whatever form of currency you use, it's fine to play other games if you don't like the game that you're playing. You're not going to be chastised by that from me. There may be other people who are stupid and say, why are you leaving the game? But I've kind of grown beyond that. it's fine to play other games. If you don't like the game you're playing, go ahead and move on. And actually, I think that the person who started this tweet said that they were giving Hearthstone one last chance. It is my hope that Hearthstone does the right things and makes the right changes to bring players back that feel that way. And just based on a lot of the changes that I've seen and a lot of the new stuff being brought into the game over the past several months, I'm optimistic that they will try to find a way to address the issue of value and content in the weeks and months to come. And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to press that play button and play a few games of Lucio Ball in Overwatch. This is the usual routine for me whenever there is a seasonal event in Overwatch. That's about the only time that I play the game. So yeah, I'm going to be returning to Overwatch for the first time since the whole Archives event, I think, for the most part. And there is a new skin for Wrecking Ball that makes Wrecking Ball look like a Lucio Ball. I feel that's my goal, and it's probably a legendary skin, so my chances of opening it up are slim and none. But hey, we'll see what happens. Folks, thank you for listening, downloading the show. Of course, I do a couple of other ones as well. Rolling Restart, which is focused on World of Warcraft, and Hearth Casual, which is focused on Hearthstone from a casual perspective. If you want to support those two podcasts or this one, you can go to patreon.com/realmpodcast and show your support there. Of course, you can always mention this show on Twitter, talk about it on reviews on Apple Podcasts, and you can find the show on there, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, all the major podcasting apps. Don't forget to check out realm-maintenance.com, where you can find not only the weekly podcast roundup, but a directory of most podcasts out there covering your favorite Blizzard franchises. And if you're a podcaster, have news about your show, a promo to send in, or if you're just a listener with questions about Blizzard games or podcasts for those games, send those emails to realmpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter @realmpodcast or follow myself @rowow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. Realm Maintenance returns on August 6th, and I invite you to join me in the return of Garrett Weinzerl from the Angry Chicken as we celebrate the release of Hearthstone's newest expansion, Saviors of Uldum. Until then, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. This podcast has been a presentation of Realm Maintenance Productions, copyright 2019, and is part of the Frozen Fox Media Network. Find more great shows at frozenfoxmedia.com. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. The show's theme music is a cover of Call to Arms by Emma Fox. Thanks again to Plaggy and Euro for being on the show this week. You can follow their show and much more on Twitter @LoadScreenPod. Thanks for your interest, your retweets, and your downloads of this show and others in the Blizzard podcasting community. And as always, thanks for listening.
This podcast is part of the Frozen Fox Media Network. Visit us at frozenfoxmedia.com for information about this and all the other content we offer. You can also find us on Twitter @FrozenFoxMedia. Frozen Fox Media, cool content for the gaming community.